You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Let's take a look at the Seder HaDvarim, the Haggadah. We begin Halach Ma'anya. We start by inviting everyone to the table, and then we tell the young children, step up to the stage, occupy the spotlight. Amanish Tana Laila said, the children are running the Seder. Usually it's just the opposite, and all of a sudden tonight, in fact, my father had the opportunity years ago to eat the Bayer of Hunder. Now you would think the Bala Pachar Yitzchak, there was a Shiva of Chaim Olin who gave hour-long Mamorim. So I said, Dad, how many Mamorim did he say at the Seder? How many hours did it go? Mustang until 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning. And he said, Bayer of Hunder, the entire Seder, as it ought to, revolved around the children. And no deep, no profound Mamorim, and no lengthy expositions in the Yoni Machshava. How it's all about the children, the night of the year that's revolving all around the children, where we have halachas, part and parcel of the Seder itself. Inspiring them to start with the manashtana, get the children not to fall asleep at the table. Usually, it's already late at night, let them fall asleep, bring them to their bed, tuck them in, wish them good night, and get the show on the road. No, tonight it's all about the children. A manashtana, they're going to start the story, Avodah Mayinu, and then we'll continue it. Amayisab Rabbi Lozab Rabbi Yeshua Lozab Nazariah Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Tarfon Hayim Subam Bnei Brak. And the Mepharshim explain, you think that anyone is potter and nobody is exempt, as the Baal HaGadol just told us at the close of Avodah Mayinu. Afinu Kolanu Chachamim Kolanu Nevonim Kolanu Zekenim Kolanu Yoinim Esatayim is still mitzvah Leinu Lesapri Betziyat Tzorayim Cholamabra Lesapri Betziyat Tzorayim Zemeshubah. And on the heels of that, we then venture right into the greatest Gedolim in that generation, Rabbi Akiva Bechaverov, and they sat up all night. And still, they forgot to say Kriya Shema. Why? Writes the Maral, because they demonstrated the Chavivas HaMitzvah. And they loved it so much, they were so absorbed, they were like children, mamish, in love with the story. And Ad Kenei Kach, they forgot about Kriya Shema, the Gedolei Olam, who were giving us the Psak HaLoch Legabe Kriya Shema. And still, they forgot about it until the Tamidim came in. Ad Shigiyasman, and they said, Rebbeim, we have to go at a break for Kriya Shema. Writes the Maral, the Chavivas HaMitzvah, they were so shakua, fully absorbed and entirely immersed in this seeper that they forgot where they were. I get lost in this wonderful story. Baruch HaMokom Baruch Hu Baruch Shenasan Torah L'Ama Yisrael Baruch Hu writes the Kobol. This now is setting the stage for the beginning of the Haggadah. And the four mentions of Baruch corresponding writes the Kobol to the four Bonim, and thus the Baal HaGadol continues. This is all about four. It's the Dalit Kosos. It's the Dalit Bonim. It's the Dalit questions of Amanashtana. How about the children who are not falling asleep? The children for whom we're doing all types of discrepancies. Shinuyim. From the Ascholos HaSeder until the end, get the kids to stay awake. And you should know the entire story is corresponding to these four children. How writes the Ritva, Kikoko, the Baal HaGadol is telling us, Hashem Yisbaruch says, I don't want you stamazoi to recount the story. It's not about you sharing with your friends, with your colleagues, with your contemporaries on what was going on in the story. It's about what? It's about share it, fulfill it, bizarreinu, with our children. Shehifrish lahagid ulasaper b'chol ben ben kefi mashahu. And what's the biggest proof to this? Usually, address your children, address them simultaneously, convey a message, say it at the table. Whoever gets it, and whoever doesn't, so they don't get it. Big deal, amay nafkamina. And over here on the last Seder, no, you're going to address all your children as individuals. The only time throughout the entire course of the Jewish calendar year, and we might have tzivuyim, we might have various commandments bandied about the Jewish calendar, do this for the child, this for the child, and it's a collective din, a collective mandate, targeting all your children as one entity. Now granted, it's going to manifest itself differently depending on the age, depending on the gender perhaps, but over here the Baal HaGadol is going out of its way because the Torah went out of its way three times in Parshas Bo, one time in Parshas Veschon and Perek Vapos Achav, telling us, Keneged Dal Rabbanim, the Retor, you're going to address each children as a yochid, as an individual. Talk to the Chacham where he is at. Talk to the Rosh where he's at. The Tav Eini, the Elishol, get him to talk. Get him to open up his mouth. At Pesachlo, but address your children as individuals. And why this focus on children? And why this focus on the Dalet Bonim Divrei Torah? And why this focus in essence on Yetzias Mitzrayim even more than a Matan Torah? And writes Rav Louis the Machaber, the author of the beautiful set called Minhag Yisrael Torah, on Dam Ches, page 8 of his introduction to Chelek Aleph and Or Chaim. He says, I've been bothered all these years. Why is it all scattered throughout the Torah? Zeche Yetzias Mitzrayim. I want you to remember going out of Egypt. What about the Maimon Har Sinai? It comes down to one sivoy, one commandment in the pages of Eschon, Pregdala, Posek Tes, Raki Shomolacha, Navshachos, Raki Shomolacha, Shwanavshachom, O Patishka, Chesedvarim, Hasharo, Anachaf, and Yasuma, Valcho, Kilyame, Chayecho, Adantum, Lovanecho, Lovanei, Vanecho, Vachulai. Remember Maimon Har Sinai. The Rabban says it's one of the Shei Sechiris. You have to remember Maimon Har Sinai. That's it. It comes down to one pasuk, and all throughout the Torah, Zeichet Yetzias Mitzrayim. Remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. Wasn't Yetzias Mitzrayim just to get us to Mount Torah? Wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu informed by the Eved Shurta momentous encounter by the burning bush that it's all what Shabbat Avdon Isi Al Arizet? It's all about leading, culminating in a Mount Torah. Doesn't the Ramban write in Emor Chav Gimel Amid Vav that Pesach began the Moed that culminated in the Yontif called Atzeres? Because it is just that. It's the end of the Yontif that began with Pesach. It's the culmination thereof with the Yemei Chalamoi called the Yemei Sfiras Omer, acting as the interlink. That connection between the Yontif that commenced with the Pesach that now culminates, climaxes in hey Matan Torah. It's all about Matan Torah. So forget Yetzias Mitzrayim. That was just to get us there. The upshot is Acharei Kilchos Hakol. We got the Torah. We got out of the time. So let's do things Kenegan Maimon Hasina. But it's all about Yetzias Mitzrayim. What about the Minhagim? Minhagim asks Rav Louis. It's all about Pesach. We have more Minhagim on Pesach than at any other time of the year. Yeah, people who might not be so makbid, they're not so meticulous when it comes to certain halachas, and yet they could start 3-4 weeks in advance. You better not even dare to walk into their house with your shoes. And if you go ahead and you step and get any dirt in between the crevices of the tiles on the floor where I sat on all fours with a toothbrush and I scrubbed it out and I got every little speck, you're going to come into my house and hug him. And yet people who might not be the frumma, they might not be so machmer during the year. And yet people know I don't mish. That's it. I don't eat out. I don't eat anything. I don't trust the kashrus. I'm sorry, Rabbi, and we've had this in our soul. I can't eat by you. I don't eat by rabbis. That's it. I look at how they dress. I look at what they do on Shabbos, but I can't eat by rabbis. I don't mish. Min Hagim play a more dominant role by Pesach than at any other time of the year. What's going on here? All right, Rav Louis says Mishum Hochi Madgeshes HaTayra HaKadosh V'Chag HaMatzes HaRbe Pa'amim. Why? Because it's all about Chinuch HaBonim. V'haya ki yishol cha bin cha mochor, v'haya ki yomer aleichem b'neichem, ken ege dalet bonim tibra teira, why b'shud de b'yantiv zen nishrish bono ha'inyan shom mesoros ha'ovos. It's all about the transmission from the ovos to the bonim. U'mesugol asman b'yoyisrach chinuch ha'bonim. This is the opportune time. You want to talk about chinuch? This is the yantiv. And now, Kate, if it would have been the Yetzias Mitzrayim where it was nishrish b'sochenu, then you know the mesoros ha'ovos, l'haya b'av shoros ha'kabla teira. Why? Because Torah is never going to last unless you could trust the age-old game of telephone from one generation to the next, the grand revelation at Sinai. You read Lawrence Kellerman, the four rational approaches to believing, permission to believe. Why do we believe the Torah? Because our ancestors got the Torah over 3,300 years ago and they passed it to their children, but maybe something changed? No, because I trust the authenticity, the innate veracity of a transmission that goes from the Av to the Ben, from the Ovis to the Bonim. And it started with Maimon Har Sinai. It all commenced with coming out of Egypt, and that's why writes Rav Louis, and it's a Meshach Chochma already, Parsis B'chokosai, Yaakovinu knew that we might just sink to the nadir of all depravity and all perversity, all corruption. And we, Taka, will be holding by the Memta Sharei Tuma, and still we're going to get out the line. Writes the Medrash Abba, Medrash Seichel Tov Yaakov Shimoni, no three ever appear alongside one another in any one Medrash. You package it all together, Loshinu Hashimamis, Loshinim Mabusha. We didn't change our clothing, we didn't change our vernacular, our indigenous Loshin HaKodesh tongue, we didn't change our names. You can have periods in history when we succumb to enlightenment, to reform. How one of the first three things to go? We start dressing like the Goyim. We start start taking off the yarmulkes, taking off the tzitzis, we adopt their culture, we assimilate, we acculturate, we dress like them, we look like them, we adopt their language, and yet we could sink to the Memta Shari Tumah, to the lowest of the low, the Alpha Peking, and still in all, we'll cling ever tenaciously, ever steadfast onto what? We're proud of our sense of Jewishness, of ethnicity. We're not going to forfeit that will never be jettisoned. I'm still going to look like a Jew. I'm going to talk like a Jew. I'm going to name my children like Jews. That's the Meshech Chochma Reitzim Chukosai, is the secret Yaakov knew. If you want to perpetuate the Yiddishkeit, it's got to be founded. It's got to be Meusim. Mamus is predicated on what? Minhagim. It's not Aloha how we dress the names. It's not necessarily Aloha. We're not going to get into Maram Shik and Marshdam and others about changing names in the end of the day. Loshen HaKodesh Nisam Minhagim, but it's what it shows and it highlights to the world how proud we are of our sense of ethnicity. This is the Zman of Messiah. We want to be like the others. We want to dress like our parents. We want to keep the names our parents gave us, and we want to go ahead and continue their tongue, their native tongue of Lashon HaKodesh. It's all about the continuation and the perpetuation of Klal Yisrael, Ayyadei the Messiah. And this is the Yontif of Minhagim, and this is the Yontif of Keneged Alabonim de Retaira. This is all about the children and the continuation, the perpetuity of the Jewish people, and it starts with Yetzias Mitzrayim. Everything we do, will be Zeich Yetzias Mitzrayim. We go through the story then with the children. They're not falling asleep unless you give them too much wine. I still remember the Seder. One of my youngest sisters, she never touches alcohol during the year. After two cups, forget it. She was on the floor. She was out of it. We had fun every subsequent year, always spiking her dalet kosas with the highest alcohol content of wine that we could find. So we get the kids through it, four bonim, and all of a sudden we're holding at the end, and the kids have to wait up. Hallel Nirtza. That's already different. The kids can retire. They got to be up for Eliyahu Navi. And that was one of the highlights. We used to go for years to my grandparents, Aleim Shalom, the Rusek, Seattle, Washington. And before we were too young to really recognize, my uncle would sneak out sometime in the middle. He would get somebody else very often on his shoulders. They put a big talus, and all of a sudden we had sneaking out of the back, coming in the middle, Shul Chamosko. There was our Eliyahu Navi. First time Eliyahu Navi ever gave out bazooka gum. Unbelievable. Mamish, this man under a talus throwing out bazooka gum. Kadeshalo Yeshana Vyishalo. What an awesome Eliyahu Navi. Can you imagine Eliyahu Navi's going to come and he's going to give whatever you want? You want licorice, you want gum, you want candies, and there he is giving out bazooka gum. Kids, stay up for Eliyahu Navi. That's it. It's all over. Hagoda really ends with what? Borech, Birkas Hamozen. Typically ends a Suda. That's it. You're over and done with. You have your Borech, Birkas Hamozen. That's the Siluk. Ha, Ke'ara. That's the Siyu with the Mils at the end of the Seder. Eliyahu Navi comes, Shvuch Hamaskal Agoyim. That's it. We're done. We welcomed him. He comes, he drinks a Kosar Hamishi. Chosa. I thought the whole night's about four. It's about Otzeti Tzadi Galti Lakati. It's about the four kashas of Manishtana. It's about Baruch Hamalka mentioned four times. It's about the four kosos. It's about the four bottom. And all of a sudden now we have Leon Ovi, the Gra, Kosa Leo, the Vesi. What are you bringing five to the table? What's going on? There's a whole new independent entity. And why in the world is Leon Ovi here Seder night? Ever wondered? There are only two times Leon Ovi comes to visit. A Bris Mila. Eliyahu Navi is the Malach HaBris, and by Lil HaSeder. Now needs a beer. I need an explanation. Why is Eliyahu Navi coming? And think about it. The child comes into the world. Eliyahu Navi's right there. And the child is at the Seder. He's ready to leave. Right after Eliyahu Navi comes, he meets Eliyahu Navi again. He gets his bazooka gum. Gets his little pat on the back. He's kissed by Eliyahu Navi. He's ready to go to sleep. He doesn't need to stay up for Hallel Nirtza unless you call him back. Maybe for Echan Yodea. Chag Gad Yah, then you call him back. Okay, so we really ended the Suda. We have some Hallel and Shevach and Adah. Then we culminate the entire Lel HaSeder. 64 mitzvahs. The Grah tells us more than any other night of the year. A night of Kedusha. And then we get to Echa and the Yodea, who knows one, and then it comes down to Chag Gadol. We got a nice storyline. And all of a sudden now, the kids might join in. The Haggadah ended Mitzar Echad with Birkas Hamazon, with Shmuel Chamosko, the visit by Eliyahu Navi. And then it really ends Lamaisim with Chag Gadol. Now what's going on here? Perhaps the idea is as follows. What an amazing Arizal, and something that I like to share tonight. I was inspired to by Rav Michal Zilber in his Haggadah B'Yam Derech. And he cites an Arizal in Sefer Likutim. The Arizal in Parsha Shmini says, Hine ha'arbe, arbe is bechinas kibbutz kol adalid bonim yachad. The concept of arbe, of riboy, is gathering all the four sons together. Again, this has to do with the Inyanei Kabbalah. But then let me share with you this line by the Yiri HaKadosh in the Sefer Likutim. He says, Yitzchak was given what? Va'arbe zarov etan lo es Yitzchak. Ki Yitzchak hu metziyas ahe gevurus. Aviyosam amala v'chulei. The who be gematria dalet bonim kiniskar ki arba be gematria Yitzchak. Arba aleph reish beis hey yields the Hebrew equivalent of 208. Yitzchak is 208. The bracha of the reboy of the children given to Avraham Avinu is through Yitzchak. Yitzchak 208 is the kiyum of arba 208, which is connected the dalet bonim. Why? Four sons. Each son is a ben. Ben is beis nun. Gematria 52. What's 52 times 4? 208. Four bonim. Who brings them together? Yitzchak brings them together. 208, four bonim, ben, one, add the bonim, ben, 52 plus 52 plus 52 plus 52, 208. That's the keneged dalet bonim hadibra Torah. But it gets much better. Where did we see such a nusach? And we saw the nusach mitchil all the avodas are hayo avaseinu ve'ke chasavicha mesavra me'vanar v'olach ha'shobachertz kanan v'arbe zaro v'etzen lewis Yitzchak v'etzen liyitzchak it's Yaakov es Esau v'chule. And then Yaakov and the Shemnevish go down to the tribe. So the whole Haggadah mitchil all the avodas are hayo avaseinu, we had an Avraham Avinu, but the story really starts with what? I took Avraham Avinu and then arbe zaro, I increased his zero. Writes the Ariza nitan lewis Yitzchak shu arbe begama Kibo Tolei Riboy Hazera. He is the one who would be the manifestation of the Riboy Hazera, the children born to Avraham Avinu. And that's why back in Bereishis, Paragimel Pasuk Yadalet, Harba Arba, the whole storyline of giving birth, when a mother gives birth to a child, she was cursed after eating from the Eitz Hadas. And there already we encountered for the first time Arba, Arba's Riboy. Who's going to produce Riboy? The room of the woman, the Rechem Aisha. She'll produce children, that'll be the Riboy. You ever wonder why, when we start out the Chumash at the beginning of Parshas Shmos, before any gezeira to kill the Kol HaBein HaYilod LaYora Tashlichu, the first thing we find when we open up the pages of Shmos, what's the first reaction? Vayomas Yosef v'cholach v'chol doro v'nei yisof poro v'yishitzu v'yiru v'yatsu v'mom all that team learns to saw. The first brach of Klai Yisola Mitzrayim, dahainu, as this process commenced of the Yetziras, the latest Am, it starts as what? Poro v'yishitzu v'yiru nodo shisha v'keres achad, an unparalleled miracle. Six, Rashi espouses that opinion in the Medrash Rabbah, six children are born simultaneously. What do I need this miracle for? L'maynaf gemino. And then what? Kasher yanu also ken yibra v'chen yifrots. The more you afflicted us, posha gimbeis. And then what happened? Ken yirchavet. That means what? Before they tried to cast the newborn Jewish males into the sea, before the whole kolabas techayun, right away they're afflicting us with avodas parech. And still what? We're multiplying. The first miracle before the makos, before the osos, before the mosim, the first miracle is the riboy hazera. Why? Because the Theonias Daiti, that is Pesach. It's all about the continuity, the perpetuity of the Jewish people. We are the key in the fulfillment of Arba. The bracha was given to Avraham Avinu. V'arba es zaro v'etzen lo es Yitzchak. V'arba writes the Ari HaKadosh. Who's going to be zeichet to Arba? Arba is a bracha given to Avraham Avinu through Yitzchak. Eila todas Avraham, Eila todas Yitzchak, Avraham hodla es Yitzchak. That's what gives todas to the Jewish people. Parshas Noach was not called todos. Like the Torah Tumima discusses, like Avraham Korin, the Parshat Dorasah, like on this farm, that's not told us. Eila told us Noach, that's branded the appellation Noach. Which Parshas told us? The one that talks about the transmission of Avraham Avinu to Yitzchak. That's told us. That's the perpetuity of the Jewish people. And we have all the different children, the Dalet Bonim. Who brings them all together? Yitzchak brings them all together. Yitzchak 208, Ben times 4, 208. But the Goyim have a time.
You are listening to Ben.
The Goyim say, what do you mean? Hagayim tell us, we're also shy of the 208. Because the same Arizal writes in Sefer Likutim, the end of Parshas told us, Hagar, Yitzchak, is born to Sarah, and Yishmael is born to Hagar. And the Sforno and all the Mepharshim explain, the rishus of Yishmael is, I'm not going to fight you, I'm not going to battle you, I'm not going to oppose you. I am you. It's not Kibi Yitzchak Yikar L'Chazer, it's Kibi Yishmael. Who's the continuity of an Avraham Avinu? It's not Kibi Yitzchak Yikar L'Chazer, it's Kibi Yishmael. And what's my raya? We come from Hagar. Hagar writes the Arizal, Gematria, Hey Gimareish, 208. You think you're the Kiyim of Arba? You're not the Kiyim of Arba, Gematria, Yitzchak. Arba is Gematria 208, which is also Gematria Hagar. That's that's my mother. The Kiev is not Kiev Yitzchak Yikar L'Chazera. Writes the Arizal, the Goyim attending what Yishmael says, I'm the Kiev. I'm the Kiev. We come from Hagar. She is 208. She represents that expression of the Kiev of Harbe Arbe. She is the Kiev and not Yitzchak. It's not Yitzchak's 208. It is Hagar's 208. Oh, if you think that's a good Arizal, wait until you hear this one. Unbelievable. Let's go to Megillah. Tesvavan Beis No Havdol after Purim. Still holding my Purim. How many sons did Haman have? I know we all read Megillah says to our Seres Pnei Haman. That's in the Pshuto Shemikra. We go to the Medrash and we have an opinion Rami Baal, but the Gemara says we hanged Haman Varov Bonav and all those children. Who are the Rov Bonav? Kama. How many children? Writes Rami Baal, Kulan Masai Mishmona Havu. There were 208 children. How do we know that? Varov Bonav, the Ksid is Varov Bonav. Take out the Vav. It's spelled Varov. Vav, Reish, Veis, Gematria 208. That's the remez. He had 208 sons. Ask him, Michal Zimmer, my Nafkamina. Who cares whether there were 10, 20, or 245? You know what 208? Because Haman's saying, yeah, Yishmael, no, it's not about Yishmael. No, Hagar 208, that's a nice gematria. That's his mother, that's not him. Yitzchak, very nice, his name. But I am what? I have 208 children. Why did I make sure to have 208 children? Haman, why would you stop at 208? You know, 200 is a nice round number. You want to have 210, 208 children. What in the world? Who says they can have 208 children unless there's some Saudi king with 75 wives? Who in the world's gonna have 208? Terrence is. I want to show the world that I'm a Molech. I am taking over. It's not about the Jews. It's about a Molech. And how am I going to prove that to you? You think Yitzchak is the continuity of the Jewish people. It's not about Yitzchak 208. That's not about Yishmael Hagar 208. I got the 208. It's about Haman. Yeah, you remember Hamin Ha'etz. Yeah, that's what Chava got, the Harba Arbes. It's Vaneich. I'm the Kiyam of the Arba. And I'm going to show you, I'm going to produce with my wife Zeresh 208 children. 208. Gematria Arba. I got the Arba. I'm the Kiyam. I'm the fulfillment of that bracha. So how do we start that God? We tchil all day, what is already saying? And it was a bracha of Arba Zara and the home achleikas Yaakov, Esav, Yishmael. It all comes down to what? Who's got the 208? Who's got the 208? Which plague started the new revelation in Mitzrayim? It's the eighth plague. Makis Arba, that's Bo Aparo. God says, I'm not just sending you Moshe, Bo, let's go together. We're going together, we're going to get them with the plague of locusts. Plague number eight, Arba 208 is what is the eighth Giloy of Shem Havaya? Havaya 26 times 8 is 208. Let's go together, we're going to show the world who has the Arba. And we start in that God of Baruch Shem after Chos of the Yisrael. Hashem is guarding us. We are the Am Segula. No coincidence that Am Segula, the way it's spelled in the Torah, is Gematria. Of course, you guessed it. 208. That's Am Segula. 208. You're the Am Segula. This is about what? Klai Yisrael. You're the ones who are around forever. Phineas Daiti. That's why Eliyahu Navi is the man. Eliyahu Navi is the man on Leila Seder. Why? He gets it started by a bris milah. There he is. Here's another Jewish child. Who's the king of Arba? Who's the one that's going to go on forever? I'm the Malach of Bris. It's going to be Eliyahu Navi. Why Eliyahu Navi? Because we've said many times, Ramami Panagagul in Shemesh number 155. Yitzchak was Nisgagel and reincarnated as Pinchas. Pinchas, by the way, yes, the Osios Pesach appear in the name Pinchas. Pinchas is Gematria, 208. The Gilgal of Yitzchak, 208. And Pinchas becomes Eliyahu Navi. Eliyahu Navi is the Malach HaBris. Yitzchak gives us Tefillas Mincha Brochas 26b. Eliyahu Navi Lonela Tefillas Mincha Brochas 6b. Yitzchak Avinu gave us Mincha. Yitzchak Avinu is the first one who had Bris Mila done to him. Eliyahu Navi Pinchas, his Gilgal is the Malach HaBris. Eliyahu Navi says, I'm telling you when I show up to every Bris, who's the Kiyam, who's the fulfillment of Arba? It's not Haman and his 208 children. It's not Yishmael comes from Hagar. I'm here to testify. Look, you see secular Jews, Reform, conservative, it doesn't make a difference. Bris Mila, that's it. You do a bris. Yeah, you saw the video. Ivanka Trump, the world makes a big deal. Jews, they're taking the child to the bris milah. And secular Jews in the old 30-something TV shows. And all the conflict comes down to bris because a Jew, no matter how secular, says I want a bris. That's a continuity of the Jewish people. That's Eliyahu Navi. And why Eliyahu Navi? Because Eliyahu Navi says, I am Mr. Continuity. Because Eliyahu Navi is the one Ramban writes, Achri Moshe Chesei, Der Cheretzut at the end of Perek Aleph, who went up in his body to Gan Eden, Nichnas V'chai Le Gan Eden, writes the Chidah Mirakeres. Who's going to answer all the Shailas in the future? The one who was in every single base medrash. The one who heard all the Torah throughout all history. That's Eliyahu Navi. He never died. Who represents continuity better than Eliyahu Navi himself? Why would it be him? L'finias Daiti Yitzchak. Because the Bruch of continuity of told us, the Parshav told us, was the Parshav Yitzchak. Yitzchak has told us, Avram Holodis Yitzchak. Yitzchak is the key to the fulfillment of Arba. Gematria Reboy. Gematria 208. Yitzchak is 208. He is the fulfillment of that. His Gilgal Navi, Pinchas Gematria 208, to return it to Eliyahu Navi. Eliyahu Navi says, I am the Kiyum of Yitzchak, I'm around forever. I'm going to perpetuate Klal Yisrael. So we see Jews do Bris Milah, and Jews get together for a Passover Seder. No matter how secular they get together, Eliyahu Navi says, I'm going to come visit you then. And what is the role of Eliyahu by Pesach Seder? I'm there by the bris to show you are continuity. You're the Kiyum of Arba. And this is Elul HaSeder, plague number 8, it's Bo. God is coming together. This is really getting the Egyptians like never before. This is Parshas Bo. And it comes to the end of the Seder. What do we have? Shvuch HaMoschel HaGoyim. Eliyahu Navi says, now I'm the one to go in and tell you, you guys are the Kiyum of the fulfillment of Arba. You're the fulfillment of that Reboy. It's all about you. And you know why? Because of all your blood, sweat, and guts. Because you were the ones who went out of Mitzrayim, Eschus Milah, and Eschus Pesach. I'm going to come, what? To show that I'm continuing the latest Yetzir Samba, Leitzir Satrayim. You only got out of Mitzrayim and Rezaychen to be an Am because you had Bris Milah, and because you had to come on Pesach. One of the two times the Rebbe says, I'm going to give Aedus to that. I'm going to come by your Bris Milah, and I'm going to come by your observance of Pesach. And Elephine has 19. Take a quick look at Rashi. Rashi on the pasuk that we quoted in Yeshua Chavdalit. Vayetan this Yitzchak is Yaakov v'chol v'chol v'arbe zara arbe in Yeshua Chavdalit Gimel. It's spelled Chosar Hey. It's spelled Vav Aleph Reish Beish. We drop the Hey. Writes Rashi. Why is it Chosar Hey? Kama Marivas v'nisyonas asisi ima atshalona sati lo zera. Look at all the nisyonas I gave to Avraham Avinu. You know why he's the fulfillment of arbe? Because I put him into the melting pot. I gave him the asor nisyonas. I put him into Mitzrayim. They're my children. They're the Am Segula. And when it's time to go out, they'll do a bris milah to come on Pesach. Eliyahu says, I'm going to be there for those two. And the Mela, when it comes time to destroy the Goyim at the end of the Seder, Eliyahu never says, leave this one up to me. Shvuch HaMoschel HaGoyim, I'm the one who Be'etzim is around forever. I will tell you the key and the fulfillment of Arba is not through Yishmo, came from Hunger, Gematria 208, and it's not from Haman, Amalek, Esav, who had 208 children to say that I'm the continuity of that Bruch of Yitzchak. Eliyahu never says, Klai says the continuity, end of story, destroy them, Shvuch HaMoschel HaGoyim, close the end of the Seder, we are done, and then what? Oh, hallel, let's now thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the guy out of the picture. Now we can break out and unadulterated hallel, extolling the virtues of God. No anti-Semitism, no Shiva Malchias. We go on to sing and song Shira Gavalik and the closing Nekuda of it all. The upshot is Chag Gadya. And what in the world is Chag Gadya? The famous Vilna Gaon. Chag Gadya, when do you think Chag Gadya? It's Jewish history now. So when are you going to start from? Start from Avram Avery. Start from before Avram. Start from Aldam. Start from Noach. You know when it starts from. Chag Gadya, Chag Gadya, the two Gedi. The Zabin Abba writes to Vilna Gaon. This is all what? Klagoda Letzleinu. All the good that we have, both in Olam Haz and Olam Haba, came through the brachas that Yitzchak gave to Yaakov. Yitzchak Yikur L'Chazera. And my continuity is going to be manifest through, not Esau, through Yaakov Avinu. Without the brachas, everything would have gone to Esau. And what was the sima to the brachas? The shnei gediyei ha'isim that Yaakov Avinu bore to Yitzchak. And why do we close the Seder with that? Because this is the start of our history. The kiyum of the arbes, what is through Yitzchak. And you want the continuity of Yitzchak. Don't let Esau bring those two gediyim to Yitzchak. Make sure Rivka tells Yaakov Avinu, it's always the Yiddish mama. She comes to the rescue and she says, take those two gediyim. You give them Yaakov to Yitzchak. You're going to get the brachas. That's the end of the agoda. That's the kiyum. Talk of the fulfillment when all is said and done. Achreika chosakol. That kiyum of arba derech. We went to the dalad bonim. It's all going to be through Eliyahu Navi. And doesn't it make sense that it's going to be Eliyahu Navi? Because Malachi, the Navi tells us whose tafkin is it in the Haftorah for Shamas Agoda coming up this week. And Malachi par gimel posach of gimel v'heishiv leivolus al bonim leibonim alavaisim. Who's going to restore the ovus to the bonim? And the bond to the Elvis, that's Eliyahu Navi. I'm going to bring everybody back together. That's what? That's Messiah. Who can link all the generations? Only someone who is around through all generations. Who watches and observes all the Elvis and the bond. When we get to the end of the Seder, who's going to close it up for us? Daf Eliyahu. Why? Phineas Daiti Eliyahu Navi is Gematria 52, Gematria Ben. When we get to the end of the story, the end of the Haggadah of Yigat HaLevincha, it's not about a Chacham, it's not about a Rosh, it's not about a Tom, it's not about an Enin Yedei Lishol. By the end of the story, it's about what? It's about the Heshel Levavos Abonim Levonim Alavaisim. Love your son, love your children, no matter what. Doesn't matter whether they're a Chacham, whether they're a Rasha. The beginning of the Seder, yes, make sure that everybody is there present at the Pesach Seder. Make sure everyone's together. But you want to close, you want to be shvokh muscle going, you want to get back to the Hevesi, you want to kos chamishi. Kos chamishi is the ultimate. We're working in fours to get to the five. What's the five? The five is Hevesi. You want to get Sol Elio, Gematria Ben. He is Gematria Ben 52. There only is one Ben, the culmination of the four bottom. It's not a fifth cup. The fifth cup brings them all together, locks it all into place. Number five links it all together, writes the Maral Chedusha Godus Menachos 29b. Isha is the hey, what's the hey? Everything is scattered in the Dalet Ruchos Olam. When you bring it all together and you attach it to the Nekuda, the regel of the hey, that's five. You're bringing it all in. Coast number five brings it all in and says, Vavesi, we're going back to Tzor only when what? Elio, Gematria Ben. Gematria, if there only is one Ben, it's not a Chacham, it's not a Rasha, it's not a Tam, and it's not an Ineya Dilashol. It all comes down to a Ben. View your children as, I love you, my children, no matter what, no matter what you say, no matter how you speak, no matter how you act. At the end of the Seder, you're here at the table, just know one lesson. You're a Ben, we are the Bnei Yisrael, and Eliyahu HaNavi teaches us, we are together collectively the continuity of the Jewish people, the reboy, the manifestation of Yitzhak, Heshel, Levavos, Abonim, Levonim, Levoisam. That's Hevesi, that's getting us back to the Beis HaMikdash with one collective Bnei Yisrael. It's one Ben, not four different ones. It all comes down to one. It all started with the Gedia HaIzim. That's the end. Back to the beginning. That's Hashem. Levavos Abonim. Have a wonderful Veilachim Kashrim Pesach.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.